Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
But you're constant bringing me to that standard and that solution and that being of God that made me endure. So this book will cause you to endure the suffering that is necessary.
And it's, and again, it's not saying, you know, sit down and shut up and stop bitching. That's not what it's about. It's I never give that impression, but I do exalt the lordship of God to be over all of life and his use of whatever he wants to use. But when you get to the receiving and the accepting and the embracing of his sovereign choices of your life, that is when you enter into, from chaos into great peace, and you have turmoil into joy, and you really can embrace the adventure and see such beauty in the situations. No chastening is beautiful in the moment and pleasant in the moment. But when you see what he's doing and what his, when you know his character and that he is good, he actually is good, and that he is actually working together these things, all things, for his pleasure and for your good, then you realize, okay, I am being controlled. I am being influenced. I am being led, and it's an imperfection. It really becomes perfection, but there's such a work to get there. I said, but our God will always reap the greatest rewards from all events and circumstances, no matter how we see them from our limited perspective. And I had limited, hugely limited perspective of all this stuff. And then he continually showed me, listen, you see just this pinprick of a moment, but I've got eternity in my hand, and you're only seeing this ouch right now. You're not seeing the whole, and you're not seeing the benefit of the ouch to bring the whole. And I needed to make peace with that God, and I needed to see him. I needed to, what, on page 95, grappling with a sovereign God. I had to grapple with him, and I did. I grappled with him, and he was up for the task, and I believe he gained incredible joy with my grappling.
Yes.
Because he loves a wrestling match. He did that with Jacob in the wilderness out there. Jesus and he were just wrestling it out. And he did not let Jacob prevail and touch the socket of his strength, and crippled him for the rest of his life. But that was such a beautiful thing that he was crippled, okay, granted, but there was such a beautiful thing that he wrestled with God and prevailed. He prevailed to get the blessing, and he was blessed. And that same exact wrestling has blessed all of mankind ever since and will bless us throughout all eternity. David came out of that. Jesus came out of that. Our lives and the things that happen to us in the course of our lives all point to one goal, that we would know the one who created us. He has to be God. He has to be God over all, or he's not. And we can say it. We can say it all day long, but it's another thing when we're in face to face with a difficulty.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of the book from your own life? Is it the finger?
The finger.
Story of the finger cut off.
Let me tell you something. When I juiced off my finger and he literally used something that was painful and took a lot of time and was traumatic. And he decided that he was going to use that to bring about a transformation in my entire concept of worship. I lost the tip of my finger. And from that loss, I gained a totally wonderful perspective of worship. It changed everything in my life. So, yeah, that is one of my favorite parts. But that's when, again, when he was Lord over my body, and I was a little freaked out. I'm sorry to say, I was freaked out.
And the amazing thing is, and we'd have to give pictures to prove it, but your hand was not only recovered, sewn back on, taken care of, it was a miracle.
It was a miracle. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, I realized that human life wants to live. By this whole process that I went through, I realized how much the body wants to live. It
really
bites to live. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, you give everything that the body needs, and the body will thrive.
Mm-hmm. And just as everything was provided for you, the little hospital that you went to, the little mountain hospital,
mm-hmm.
had the connection to one of the most skillful hand surgeons in the United States.
Yep.
And he was there for you, and he fixed it back as if it never happened.
But yeah. I literally have to show you
mm-hmm.
it, and people go, let me see. And I'll show them, and I'm like, you can't even tell unless I put the finger, you know, the two index fingers side by side, and then you go, oh my gosh, you lost that much of the finger. I said, yeah. He said, but you didn't lose the nail bed, and it rebuilt the nail bed. I'm like, yeah, it did. I didn't kill the nail bed, so it still built a nail. So it doesn't look different. And that was quite a journey.
You wouldn't expect ecstasy to be in such a radical,
absolutely not.
Place.
No, mm-mm. No. Nor his taking over and you know, getting me to the hospital and doing everything. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can say it was perfect.
It was perfect. God showed himself strong. And I was grateful. And I'm grateful, and I can rejoice and give thanks for that whole entire process because of what I gained and gleaned out of that process.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it.
It was worth it all. It was
really
worth it all.
It was, and was obvious on you.
Well, and that was a process. And even to accept this Frankenfinger was a process. I had to trust him in how to receive it mentally, because it was creepy to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about it that was like, that's not my finger. That's gross.
And he sewed it up in such a peculiar way that it looked like you would never have a hand workable.
Right.
And it appeared that the damage increased under that surgeon's
exactly,
hand.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Because he did things that I won't even say, and cutting it in pieces of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. He knew how.
He puzzle pieced my hand. Absolutely. Took other pieces and made pieces with other pieces. It was,
it was incredible. It was no small miracle of God's intervention, God's provision.
Yeah.
And God's joy to keep you intact as he knew you would want.
I did. The guy said,
that's so compassionate of him.
We can just, you know, chop off the digit. And I'm like, what are you, crazy?
Is that what the doctor said?
He did. He said, well, we could do one of two things. We can either do this whole process, so it's going to take a couple surgeries, or we can just chop off the digit. And I said, it may be a digit to you, but it's not a digit to me. It's my finger. And I'm not, I don't have three teeth and work in the field. So no, thank you very much. I'll have a digit. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He knew you.
Well,
to the core.
God knew me. This guy would. Everybody said, "Yeah, and who needs a finger?" Yeah, I don't think so.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.